Okay.
Go ahead. There's one point in your book, Sundarbhati Chintamani Gurmash, and it refers to knowledge as not being an anger of bhakti.
Say that again.
That knowledge is not an anger of bhakti. That ultimately knowledge and detachment should be given up. And I was wondering if somebody, because you were talking yesterday about the importance of faith, isn't
that's
faith...
That's cultivation of knowledge.
Cultivation of knowledge.
Cultivation of knowledge for the sake of acquiring knowledge and becoming knowledgeable. That's not to do with the knowledge that relates to rendering pure devotional service to Krishna is different. In other words, knowledge of how to improve and perfect your service should always be cultivated, but simply knowledge of spiritual subject matter, philosophy that's not directly related to Krishna's service, such as how to do sankirtan, how to do chant nicely, how to distribute or cook nicely, how to do deity worship, and improve these things. That should always be cultivated. But for instance, knowledge of grammar, rhetoric, how to become a good Sanskritist, if it's not part and parcel of your service, knowledge of Nyaya and studying Vedanta and things like that, or Upanishads, or all of these things, or just even studying the science of bhakti, just for the sake of becoming a scholar in bhakti, but something that doesn't necessarily improve or increase your devotion. Those things are not a anga, not a limb.
So how could you protect yourself if you were pursuing knowledge and then you weren't sure whether it was becoming a deviation from devotional service?
Well, there's different stages for certain at certain stages of Krishna consciousness. One needs to cultivate knowledge of, for instance, knowledge of the soul, because you don't have knowledge of the soul, so that type of knowledge is required. But according to direction of seniors, then Upanishads is all about knowledge of the soul. So should I continue cultivating that or not? Prabhupada sort of given a natural progression in how we should come to understand and practice transcendental knowledge. That's by starting off with Upanishad and Bhagavad Gita, and then going to Srimad Bhagavatam, and then Chaitanya Charitamrita. When you study according to you study those books, and you study in that sequence, then you naturally come to the proper conclusion of knowledge always, which is different stages of pure emotional service, and you won't become an obstacle. So, for instance, as practicing devotees, we're interested in understanding knowledge of the Supersoul. When Krishna sends the gopis messages about the Supersoul, they're not interested. So at that stage, they just want Krishna. They don't want to know how Krishna's present in everything. So in different stages of devotion, knowledge that's relevant to one stage is not that it becomes irrelevant, but it's no longer instrumental or no longer something that's regularly practiced. For instance, we are also wanting to know about Krishna's greatness and his omnipotency, but at a certain stage of advancement, and of course that's a very advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, then cowherd boys, they don't care for Krishna's, they just care about Krishna as a person. They climb on his shoulders and so on. Because the cowherd boys climb on his shoulders, if you think, well, I'm going to climb on the deity's shoulders on the altar, then you're an aparadi. So what's an offense for one person is a privilege or wonderful for someone else. You can't imitate that. But even more basic, for instance, the second canto starts off by describing the universal form. And then it very clearly says, and then it describes the universal form, but it says, who is this universal form for? Meditation on universal form. It says, for those people who don't have a personal concept of God. Once you have a personal concept of God, you don't need to get further into cultivation of universal form. We may use it to preach, and we quote it in Bhagavad Gita because Krishna presents the universal form, but we use it as a tool for our service. We don't use it as something that's instrumental for our own Krishna consciousness, because if you've already accepted God as a person, that God has form, then you don't need to have this sort of semi-impersonal concept of God, which the universal form is. And there, these are not talking about the difference between the prerogatives of the liberated and the conditioned, but here this is talking about the different stages of conditioned souls. For a devotee who's been around for some time and he's already understood, yes, Krishna's the Supreme Person. He's a person. God's a person. So he doesn't have to study or cultivate this knowledge of the universal form. Similarly, for someone who's also accepted Krishna's three features, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. He knows Krishna's all-pervasive, so he knows the Brahman aspect. He knows that Krishna's also the Paramatma. So we don't, for instance, cultivate knowledge of or meditate on Super Soul. Why don't we meditate on Super Soul? Although we preach about it, we talk about it, we know that he's there, because our goal is not Super Soul. We're not yogis, we're bhaktas, so our goal is Bhagavan. But in order to come to Bhagavan realization, we cultivate knowledge of a Super Soul in the beginning, but at a certain point, that then it's not active. It's not in your Krishna consciousness, in your practice of Krishna consciousness, Super Soul or Brahman is not a determining factor. You use it to preach, you use it to talk to others, but you don't particularly use it in order to develop your Krishna consciousness. For you, you're meditating on Krishna as the Supreme Person. So that's how different types of knowledge are relevant. It's always there. It's because it's always absolute truth. But in some phases, that absolute truth is placed into more practice than in others, whereas some are absolutely absolutely not practiced. So what's absolutely not practiced? For instance, in pure devotional service, the concept of fruit of work is, you know, be put out the window right from the very beginning. Why? Because although that type of knowledge, the performance of yagyas for some personal gain or elevation to higher planetary systems, who's that for? That's for materialistic devotees. But we're not cultivating that. We're cultivating pure devotional service. Or for people cultivating pure devotional service, that type of knowledge and that type of cultivation becomes an obstruction. Sun's gonna shine a little bit soon.